Welcome back, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A big thanks to Professor Lowell Barrington, an associate professor of political science at Marquette University. Before I move on to the lies that are being told to all of us, no matter who we voted for, about these certain cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, and Social Security, if Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill that the House adopted last week for the budget is eventually made into law. I wanted to take a moment to address some comments that I made this past Friday on this very show. We had just listened to, with my team, just listened to the Oval Office meeting. As someone who has studied foreign policy for much of my life, considered going into the Foreign Service, as someone who is motivated by the very idea that simply because you can impose your will on others, doesn't make it right. As I put it on this show many times, I have always stood up to bullies. And as Professor Barrington was explaining in our last segment, what we're seeing now is the United States adopting a foreign policy, and in fact, domestic policy, where might equals right in all circumstances. Where if you can impose your will on others, you should and you will, regardless of its morality, regardless of its long or even medium-term impacts on others. And I had just listened to what I thought was one of the most shocking exchanges I have ever read about in the history books, or certainly seen in my 48 years on this planet, that occurred between two supposed allies. And in my discussion of that topic on Friday, my alarm, my deep emotional response to the United States adopting an approach to the world where might equals right, and we will take what we want and impose our will, got the better of me. And I used an expression which I will not repeat in this show on Friday. And I just wanted to share with each and every one of you and anyone who may have been offended by what I said, that you all deserve better from me. That the seriousness of these matters means that we have to rise above the most base rhetoric. So to those I may have offended, you have my apology. And I hope that you all understand that we are all human beings trying to work through this. And you deserve me not to show up as a human being with all of my frailties, but as a professional on these airwaves. And I didn't achieve that standard on Friday. But I offer you my human apology that I was very emotional and upset, and that I will always continue to stand up to bullies. It is not an American value to impose our will simply because we can. And it seems to me the through line between what Professor Barrington was sharing with us about the changes to American foreign policy, we also see now in domestic matters here. That if Republicans can, if they can impose their will on the middle class to subsidize and provide welfare for billionaires and corporations, they will. Not because it's right, but because they can. Seems to me that Republicans will strip away your Social Security benefits, veterans benefits, Medicare and Medicaid, the things that help keep your family and mine safe and healthy and alive, not because they should, but because they can, all under the guise of efficiency. And I'm going to get into the math. I'm going to tell you why when Representatives Van Orten, Steele, Tiffany, Weed, who am I forgetting? A couple more. And of course, Senator Johnson, when they tell you, what are the Democrats freaking out about? There's not even the word Social Security in the House budget bill. I'm going to explain the math and why that is a lie. But before we get there, I need to share some breaking news with you all because we're all about real news here on Civic Media. And I want us to keep in mind as we move through these days that sometimes seem like weeks, these weeks that seem like years, that the United States has never been in the business of imposing our will simply because we can. And when we have done so, it has been at grave harm, sometimes irreparable harm, to the project and promise we made to one another as citizens in our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. Here is the breaking news of the hour. JFK's top spokesperson, Tom Corey, has abruptly resigned after 2 weeks on the job. And reporting coming from a press conference that happened about an hour ago, this from the New York Times, Donald Trump has threatened to potentially suspend or completely cancel all military aid to Ukraine, including weapons pledged by the Biden administration. And in response to that tidbit, I will say this. Not only is it not an American value to impose our will, regardless of whether it's right or not, simply because we can, it also hasn't been a hallmark of American values to be thin-skinned and knee-jerk and to try to punish allies for substantively harmless or completely perceived slights. And the last bit of, I'm going to call it shocking and seismic breaking news, is that U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has warned Mexican officials that if Mexico does not crack down on cartels and corruption amongst the Mexican government and cartels, the United States military will take unilateral action. Professor Barrington's words about the great power theory and that might made right before the turn of the century, the 18th century moving into the 19th century, and that those approaches to the wielding of power in different hemispheres, that if you had the power to impose your will, that made it right. You could maraud and invade and do whatever you chose as long as you had the bankroll and the troops to do so. And the dangerousness, the table setting, that approach to world order gave us, that approach begat not just one, but two world wars, certainly echoes in U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's announcement that we may invade Mexico, apparently. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC. Just a reminder, folks, if you are a new caller, if you are a woman, a conservative, or a veteran, please let my producer Calvin know. He's going to make a note of that. You're going to go right to the top of the caller line. Charles from Milwaukee, you've been patient, sir. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. You know, my wife would tell you, I have a saying, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Because
yes,
at the end of the day, somebody on the other end is going to get hurt. And it's sad that not only did Kamala Harris tell us what was going to happen with Trump and the whole Russia thing, and Hillary Clinton told us, two women that ran to be president of this country, that people couldn't stomach putting a woman into that seat. And now we have a guy in there that is, I believe he is dead set on destroying this country. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
Charles, thanks so much for your call this afternoon. Liz Cheney warned us about it. Some of Trump's own handpicked generals warned us about what we see happening today. And Trump's entire life's history has shown us that time and time again, his entire modus operandi is that if I can, I should, and I will, that might does equal right. But we all know better than that. And we deserve so much better than that. We deserve a president, in my opinion, that thinks more than more than just one step ahead. So as we alienate our former allies here in this hemisphere, to our north in Canada and to our south in Mexico, as Donald Trump is slated to impose tariffs on both of those allies tomorrow, as we alienate our near centuries-long allyship with the democracies of Western Europe, to what end? I'm going to turn the page now and talk about this same idea of might equaling right, that if I can, I should. If I can rob from the poor to give to the rich, well, that's just fine as long as it works for me, which seems to be Donald Trump's approach to budgeting and tax cuts. As you are aware, the House adopted a budget that was dictated to them by Donald Trump. One big, beautiful bill. And the response from regular Americans across the country last week on Monday, we listened to a bunch of the town halls where regular people like you and me stood up and told their MAGA elected representatives that stealing from the poor, from working people to give tax cuts to billionaires and 100 millionaires and the world's wealthiest corporations is not what they were elected to do. We watched Republican after Republican after Republican say things like this. Today's budget resolution did not include any cuts to specific programs. Anyone saying otherwise is lying and engaging in the fear-mongering our farmers, veterans, seniors, and most vulnerable populations do not deserve. The budget resolution simply sets the framework for how the federal government can be better stewards of taxpayer dollars. Millions of Americans depend on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and I will have no part in cutting these programs for the folks that are legally entitled to them. That's what we've heard. Which sounds reasonable. But it's a lie. And they all know it. I'm going to break down the math that every single Wisconsin congressman and Senator Ron Johnson know means that they are damn well, yes, preparing to cut your Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, food stamps, and education funding. It matters to you and your family. I'm going to show you that math live on the radio, if you can believe it. When we come back, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Women, vets, conservatives, and first-time callers, you go to the front of the line. Back with more in just a moment.